This is Pat Prescott from the Waves Morning Show, and I'm talking this morning to my favorite TV judge. She is Judge Maybelline Ephraim. She is the host of Justice with Judge Maybelline, and she is somebody who cares about our community and who shows it at least once a year when she puts on her Honoring Unsung Fathers Awards on Father's Day. It's coming this year, as usual, June 17th, and she joins us on the phone. It's the 16th annual for Judge Maybelline. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Pat, but I think I show it more than just at once. We have a mentor program at a middle school.
I said at least once, because you do so many other things. Your Christmas program was so great last year.
Right.
And by the way, before we get into this, let me just say happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. I really had a great one this year.
I heard you had a huge celebration in D.C., and I think that is fantastic.
Yeah, I went there to go to the African American Center, and I said, that's what I'm doing for my birthday, and I'm going to celebrate it there.
I think that's a great way to celebrate it. Mm-hmm. Well, you have been creating your own African American history with the Huff Awards. Take us back, for people who don't know about them, how you began honoring unsung fathers.
I began as my work with an attorney when I noticed that there was just so much negativity about fathers and deadbeat dads, et cetera. So I threw a party in my backyard and invited all of the men in my life that I knew were great fathers, and we just laid out the red carpet. We had a big brunch and a band, and all the children and spouses gave honor to their fathers, and the men said, you know what, no one's ever done this for us. So then we decided to take it to the community, because I recognized that we needed to dispel the myth that dads are deadbeat dads, particularly African-American fathers. So it's done to dispel that myth and to pay homage and tribute to those men, everyday fathers, who go about their lives providing the love, nurture, and care for their children, and they go unnoticed, unappreciated, so thus we call them honoring unsung fathers.
And I tell you what, you've seen a parade over the last 16 years of some really deserving dads. I've been to the event a few times, and this is more than just a Father's Day brunch. This is a celebration of family, of life, and of our community. It really, it's hard to even explain how good this thing is.
Yeah, it is. It celebrates families, because we encourage people to invite their fathers and make Father's Day a special day. So as fathers and families, fathers are nominated from the community by their children, their spouses, their parents, their colleagues. Even some ex-spouses nominate the fathers and say they're great fathers. And so it's a day of celebrating them, the whole family. We encourage people to buy a table, bring your dad, come together, bring your dad, bring your boyfriend, bring your uncle, bring your husband, bring the man in your life that you know is a great father and has gone unnoticed, and make this a real special day for him and the family. We provide entertainment for you, and then we have all-you-can-eat brunch, and it's the best food in the city. You come to our event, you've never been to a hotel event with the food so good. It tastes like homemade.
It really does. It is awesome. And that's just one of the good things about this event. Talking to Judge Maybelline Ephraim about the 16th annual Honoring Unsung Fathers Awards. It's coming on June 17th. We'll give you information about how you can get tickets. But first of all, we would love for you to nominate a father. Talk a little bit, Judge Maybelline, about the different categories that they have for dads and how someone can nominate their father to be honored this year.
All right, this is the time to nominate your father. We have five categories. The solo warrior is the single dad who's the primary caretaker of his small children or child or children. We have the married father who is living in the home with the children, actively involved in the lives of the children. We call him the love cares dad. Then we have divorced father who has divorced the mother and the wife, or the mother of the children, but not the children. We call him fatherhood forever. We have the village dad who's a non-biological father who has stepped into the place of a father and providing the same love, nurture, and care that a father does. And we have the living legacy. This man is 65 years old or older. He has to have been married to the same woman over 45 years. Of course, he's a role model. He's also done all of those things, nurtured, loved, protected, provided for his children, his grandchildren, the community. He's just a prime example of what a man should do.
And you have some great honorees this year. Tell us who the dads are that are being honored.
Well, we have special honorees. This year we have Richard Lawson is receiving the Board of Directors Award. You know, he's a great actor and a community activist. And we have Dr. Donald Henderson, who is a doctor in the community. He, too, is a great advocate for the community. Not only is he the doctor, but he also cares about the whole body, not just your particular condition, but your whole person. So we're honoring him with the Founders Award.
He's my doctor, too.
Yes, he's been the doctor for so many of us, and he's been my private doctor, my personal doctor. But when my mom got really, really sick and she had other doctors on the other side of town and they were not providing her the care that she needed, they definitely weren't giving her the attention that she needed. And I said, Mom, I'm going to change you. I'm going to take you to the same doctor I go to. And I took her to Dr. Henderson. She was about 85 then. I mean, he nurtured her, and he was just so compassionate and so caring. And all of his staff, when she came in, he took time with her. There were a lot of, you know, issues. And, I mean, he made her smile. He was just, I mean, my mother lived to 98.
Wow.
And I attributed it to the care that was given to her by us as well as her medical care. So we're honoring Dr. Henderson. And then, of course, the special honorees will be the fathers that you nominate, those that we don't know. We have some that have already been nominated. A guy named William Knowles, he's been nominated. He has been married to the same woman for 53 years. He's in the living legacy category. Another guy named Leo Wright out of Orange County has been nominated. A guy named Brian Grant, who works at City National Bank, has been nominated. So we already have some nominees. A woman called and sent me an email about a solo warrior, she says, is a young man raising three children, but she hasn't sent the nomination in. This is a call out to you. Get it in.
That's right. So you need to do that. You can do it by going to Huff Awards, HUFFAWARDS.com, or you can call 323-445-6669 for more information. But you will get details on the website. And what is the deadline for the nominations?
The deadline is May 28th. It's a hard, fast deadline because we put together a souvenir journal with the pictures of the nominees, with a write-up about them from their family members or whoever has nominated them. And so we need all of that to gather all of that to get that beautiful journal together so it becomes a keepsake and something that he can look at, the fathers can look at forever. Go back and look at it over and over and over. I can't tell you the Living Legacy Dads, we've had a number of them to pass since our award. This is the 16th year. And at each of those memorial services, there is that picture of them receiving that award at Judge Maybelline Ephraim Foundation, honoring unsung fathers, one of the better memories of their lives. So we want you to just come on and be a part of this because it really is a loving moment and a moment to remember.
Talking to Judge Maybelline Ephraim about the Honoring Unsung Fathers Awards coming up June 17th in Long Beach once again, right?
At the Long Beach Hilton Hotel again, yes. They have become our host hotel, very good to us. Right at on Ocean Boulevard, right before you get to the 710 freeway. We're starting at 1 o'clock. The red carpet is at noon. You want to be there and look at all of these fathers parade across that red carpet. We lay it out for them. We have celebrity presenters. I mean, it's a Hollywood event.
Oh, no question.
The Academy. It is the Academy Award for fathers. That's what I call it.
It is.
Academy Award for fathers.
And, you know, you always have Michael Phillips as the musical director. Mike is one of our good friends, and he does such a beautiful job to this. And he's a pretty terrific father himself. And I know that, you know, aside from being able to see all these great fathers parade across the stage, and you said something earlier that really resonates with me, Maybelline, and that is that we hear so much about deadbeat dads and all of this, but there are some incredible men in our community who really deserve to be lifted up.
Right. And this year we have back by, Mike Phillips. Mike Phillips has been with us before he became a dad. So, and then he became a dad working with us, and he's a wonderful father. And I'd like to say that working with us and looking at all of these examples of great fathers has helped him once he became a father to be a great father. And he has two wonderful little children that are just our children. So we've all adopted them. We have Michael Collier back by popular demand.
Oh, he's so wonderful.
Host.
I love Michael.
He keeps you laughing, right? It's full of laughter. And, now, for the gospel artists, which we always have every year, this year we have Vicki Winans.
Oh, my goodness.
She is also a comedian in her own right. But
her whole family is funny.
Oh, yeah. So she's going to sing for us. And, of course, I know she'll do a little comedy. And I mean, that's the kind of afternoon you have. Plenty of food, great entertainment. Our celebrity presenters are Patrice Lovely from Love Thy Neighbor, Kim Hawthorne from Greenleaf, Wendell James, who's a staple for Raising Whitley. He's the village dad. He is, he was in Raising Whitley, and he's the non-biological father of Justin, who is Kim Whitley's son.
So exactly.
He's the village dad, so he understands that. Renee Lawless has been with us now. This is her fifth year. She loves us from heaven and have nots, and she's a strong supporter. So we have a good group of people that come over and over and over. Our volunteer of the year is Shanique Routé from UPS. She's been volunteering for at least 14 of the 16 years. So it's become a wonderful event. We have a lot of repeat, but we welcome new people. If you haven't come, this is the time. HuffAwards.com. HuffAwards. But now we want you to nominate a father, because the event is all about the fathers, and if you don't nominate them, we can't pay tribute to them. So come on, nominate your father. Do something nice for them.
Exactly. And one last thing I'd like to mention that I think is also very special about this event, and that is that you, from the Maybellini from Foundation, give scholarships at this event as well, because we're raising the next generation of fathers and mothers.
There
and,
you go.
And you do That's a beautiful right. job of taking care of young people. So many who are headed off to college really are looking for those extra scholarship funds to help, to close the gap between the tuition and the room and board and books and all of those other things. What should people do who are interested in applying for a scholarship?
You go on that same website, HuffAwards.com, which gives scholarships only to those graduates from Los Angeles County School, within Los Angeles County, not Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles County, this area, not out of state. So apply at HuffAwards.com, HuffAwards. The deadline is May 28th. I'm really strict on those deadlines, because one of the things college students have to learn, or high school graduates on your way to college, is that deadlines are important. Nobody gives you an extension on your deadline to get your paper in, to get things in. So this is the beginning of that. No extensions. Don't call. Don't ask me. I don't care what the excuse is. May 28th is the deadline.
Judge Maybelline, thank you so much for taking some time for us today. We look forward to seeing you June 17th at the Long Beach Hilton Hotel for the 16th Annual Honoring Unsung Fathers Awards. And thank you for all that you do in our communities. We appreciate you. We love you on TV. And this is something we really look forward to every year.
And this is a nonprofit, so you can also make a donation if you can't come. If you'd like to make a donation to help some kids go to college, if you would just want to make a donation to help us in our programs that we do, we mentor two schools. Just same website, you can make a donation as well, HuffAwards.com. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's always great talking to you, Judge. This is Pat Prescott, host of The Waves Morning Show.